Bujo nendin we magani duk. Beshiko benesia kwe indigo mang indu dame ga osa squa jime kag indunjiba ga misqua wako kag ninda. Elaine Fleming nindishina kaz. Hello, my relatives. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman, and I am a member of the Loon Clan. I'm also from the enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. And I live in Gamisqua Wakokag, which is a place of red cedar trees. And it's now known as Cass Lake, Minnesota on the maps. And so I want to welcome you again to History of Leech Lake. And so today I'm going to be talking about one of our enrolled members. And her name is Debbie Adams. And I want to say that she was the first American Indian woman in the state of Minnesota to get her steam plant engineering license. And so I'm going to share some of the information that was written about her in an article of January 1987. And in this article, there's a picture of Debbie Adams and Bob Gogolai, who was her instructor. So that was back in 87. What is that, 97, 2007, 2017, 30 years ago. January 87, 30 years ago, a picture of Debbie Adams, the first American Indian woman in the state of Minnesota to get her steam plant engineering license. And so I want to say a little bit about Ojibwe women. One of the things that I've been taught about our women is that we're the ones who are to take care of the water. And we understand, since we are the first teachers of the children, that we are an integral part of raising the children for the future. And so it's very important for us to be good role models like Debbie is. And it's also very important for us to tell the truth, Debwe Win, to the men who, because we, being with the children and with our families so closely, that we always need to tell them, remind the men about what our families need, what our children live, so that we can have that minnow bimadisi, when that good life that Nana Buju told us about, that was sent to us to teach us about minnow bimadisi, when the good and long life. So I want to say me greats to women like Debbie Adams. You know, she was born in 1963 in December. And in this article in Debajaman, our reservation's newspaper, it's titled, Adams is an Exceptional Student in Her Class. And so it begins, Debbie Adams, 23, Cass Lake, has the odds most women would love to have. 18 men and her, the lone female. But there's more to the story. Adams is surrounded by men because she is the only female student in the Staples Area Vocational Technical Institutes, AVTI Building Service Technician class. The class is taught by Bob Gogolai in the old maintenance building in Cass Lake. Being the only person of female persuasion around all those men doesn't bother her, though, Adams said. They raise hell with me once in a while, but for the most part, I haven't felt uncomfortable around those guys, Adams said. Adams has the distinction of being the first Indian woman in Minnesota to receive a Minnesota Special Engineer's license. In fact, she finished third highest in the class of 19, with a score of 94%. Adams says she started the course on the advice of a counselor. One of the reasons I decided on this course was because no other girls had taken this course. I wanted to be the first one. Plus, it sounded like it might be an interesting course. It's been interesting for Adams and beneficial too, as Goggle Eye indicated she is one of the better students in the class. Debbie is in the top third of the class and shows a lot of ability, both with the classroom work and the shop work, said Goggle Eye. In addition to her schooling, Adams also fills in as part-time employee with the Leech Lake Building Maintenance Program at the Facility Center in Leech Lake. Asked about her plans after finishing school, Adams was very definite. I would like to stay in this area, she said, but if I can't get a job, I'll more than likely go to the cities where there is work. Adams hopes to finish the 20-month course on time, at which time she will be eligible to take the examination for a second-class license. Adams is a Leech Lake enrollee and lives in Cass Lake. And so I think, you know, you think about January of 87, we're in that time of nation building, and our women were very important and continue to be very important in the lives of the Ojibwe people. They say, there's this saying that to break a nation, to kill a people, is you got to break the backs of the indigenous women. And so we talk about historical trauma. And we talk about the loss of people and the loss of land and the loss of culture and how the women, how strong they were during all these changes, because they had to keep on continuing caring for the families during all the tragedies of that occurred during history. And so just a reminder about women, and when you read the work by Brenda Child, and in it, Brenda Child, who is a historian from the Red Lake Nation, and she's an enrolled member of the Red Lake Nation, and she did research, and in her research she notes that it was the Ojibwe women who were the ones who went out and did the ricing in the past. And she talks about how there were different areas on the lakes that the different families and the women would claim, and that they would mark those areas, and everybody respected each other, you know, because rice was so important. The rice that would feed us and also be used to trade, and it was used in all of our ceremonies. It was the food that we were told to travel west until we came to that place where food grows on the water, and that's Monomen, that wild rice. And so our women were the ones who collected the wild rice and were responsible for taking care of the water. And today, of course, that has changed, and the men and women do go out onto the lakes now. And the women were also the ones that Brenda Child notes were the ones who went out in the springtime, and they would set up the sugar bush camps, and they would collect the sap, and then they would live out there, and they would take the sap and they would turn it into sugar, into maple sugar. And of course, they use that to mainly make maple syrup. And again, maple sugar was something that was really important to us, because again, it was something that we used to eat and to sweeten our foods, and and it was also something like that first sap was something that we would use and we would drink in the beginning of the new springtime, and it was like medicine for us. I always say that the first sap you should give some to an elder. And so those were some of the things that the women used to do, and that has changed also now. So you see the men out there along with the women, and they're all collecting the sap and turning it into syrup and into sugar. And so it was just an article about Debbie Adams, who was the first American Indian woman in the state of Minnesota to get a steam plant engineering license. And she's a good woman. She's a traditional woman who still lives here on Leech Lake. And we say thanks to all the women. Miigwech bisan dawiyek. Miigwech mi'yuh.